segues. Beth Dooley has joined us, ladies and gentlemen. She is the foodie of all foodies. She hunts, she gathers, she rows, she paddles through the Apostle Islands and makes a dinner out of it. Are you guys practicing, or can we just talk here for a minute? Thank you very much. Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt or anything. Hi, Beth. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure. Now, are you in St. Paul, or are you here?
I'm here. Well, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Bay. Sort of. Yeah. Well, I'm at Little Sand Bay with Wilderness Inquiry.
Yeah.
And we guide trips through the Apostle Islands.
Yeah.
And we serve gorgeous local food. There's so much great local food here. And it was wonderful to hear the professor from Northland College talk about their work around sustainability, because one of their classes is really in farming. And I figured, with all this talking, you had to be hungry by now, right?
Yes.
This is beautiful Lake Superior whitefish.
You cannot put smoked fish around a Jewish person. In fact, hear anything you're saying after that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
this looks delicious.
Yeah, it's brown sugar cured.
Oh, boy,
isn't that good?
Back memories.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a smoked fish in I don't know how long.
Yeah. Well, this is for you to keep.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's going to carry well back
it
home.
It will, actually.
In our 10-hour ride back
it
home.
It does. That's the nice thing about the smoked fish. Yeah. It'll last a couple weeks.
Yeah. Who makes the smoked fish?
This is from Bodine's Fish House, right in Bayfield.
Wonderful. And is this local syrup?
Yep, this is local syrup. There's a Northwind Organic Farms, which has this beautiful local syrup, and they also have these wonderful strawberries and raspberries, which are in season now.
Yeah.
And then there are these gorgeous cheeses that a lot of people don't know about.
Oh, no, I don't want to get rid of
that. Have some berries. Oh, aren't those great?
No, thank you.
Sarah?
No, thanks. I can wait.
Nobody likes smoked fish like I do. I'm keeping all smoked fish.
You need a beer, right, to go with it. Yeah. But the cheeses are
both local cheeses. Tell us about the
cheeses. Yeah, they're wonderful.
These are artisan cheeses?
Yeah, these are artisan cheeses. This is a goat milk cheese, and this is from Sassy Nanny, cheesemaker. He's at a Herbster.
Yeah.
Yay, Sassy Nanny. Okay. And this is a sheep's milk cheese from Lucky You. And they're from Happy Hollow Road in between Corny and Little Sand Bay.
Yeah. Does that go with smoked fish?
It does, beautifully.
Try
some.
I'll put a little on the smoked fish.
Yeah, put some on the smoked fish and have some berries with it.
What kind of cheese is this on?
This is goat cheese. It's like a goat camembert.
Oh,
and it's just beautiful.
On a piece of smoked fish.
Yeah, have it on
this
a piece
is a
of
first.
John's about to jump over the piano to get
what
to
do you
it.
Want?
Have some.
Cheese.
All right.
Careful, you'll never get it back.
That's very good with smoked
fish. Is that
fish.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you'd like
John,
it.
John, are we in your way at all?
No,
just
yeah.
Take it with you. Take it with you. I'm not going to eat them.
Well,
thank
the nice thing
much.
About these cheeses is they're made by hand in small batches.
John will serve all of you if you just stay in your seats and don't panic.
You can find these cheeses in Washburn
at
the IGA, actually. You can find them at the wine shop in Bayfield.
This is from Herbster.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
It's from Herbster, but you can find it in Bayfield at the wine shop in Bayfield. Yeah. It's called Lucky You.
Lucky You.
Mm-hmm. And the goat cheeses are Sassy Nanny.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. Everybody thinks of cow's milk cheese when they think of Wisconsin, but these are really lovely artisan cheeses that come from here. Mm. One of the reasons why Wilderness Inquiry is guiding these trips is because when you want to get to know a place this beautiful, a place that offers so much, there's all this bounty, too. So I've always, you know, I'm from the Twin Cities, actually, and for years we brought all our food up when we came because we thought there was no food here.
Yeah,
and then,
common misconception.
Yeah, it's true. We'd hit, you know, the co-ops and Costco and all of that. And then I realized as I started to explore the area how many wonderful things are going on. And so I really hope when people come up north that they go to the farmers markets, that they go to the farms, that they buy the food here because it tastes so much better.
Yeah.
And it helps support the people that are doing this amazing work.
That is delicious. Those are both delicious cheeses. And I'm not a connoisseur of cheese. I'm not a cheesosaur or anything. That is delicious. And, of course, the berries and the apples are very much part
of it. Absolutely. The berries, the apples, they're wonderful people making. Bayfield Winery is making hard cider out of the local apples. I mean, you don't have to go to Normandy, France. You don't have to go to the Loire anymore. No. Just come north.
I'm so tired of doing that anyhow.
I know. I figured.
It's passé, as we say in English. After a while, you know, and you got to get a chateau.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You got to watch the
dogs.
Yeah,
And you don't have to go through airport security to get good cheese, right?
The good thing about France is that your dog can go in the restaurant with you. I mean, that's the best thing about travel to France.
Yeah, but they can now when you go to Tom's Burndown, right?
Tom's Burndown. Oh. That's a little unusual. I don't know. A lot of the dogs are smoking and drinking, which I think is just a little too open. Well, this is all wonderful. And are you involved in that coming up, that event today?
Well, we have a group up here now that are paddling the Apostle Islands
paddling.
With Wilderness.
Oh, you're paddling.
We're paddling. Well, we're paddling around the Apostle Islands on Lake Superior.
Yeah.
And then for dinner tonight, we are going to the barbecue. So it's
cool.
A fabulous barbecue.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Beth Dooley, ladies and gentlemen, she's great. She's wonderful. The food is wonderful. And it's all local. Beth Dooley.
Tickets for our Madison shows at Venona Terrace are always available. Upcoming guests include comedian Aisha Tyler. For tickets, go to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, of course, is producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all. Thank you, Bayfield. Thank you, everybody. Ashland, you name it, Washburn. Thanks for having us. Big Tom. We love you, Big Tom.
PRI, Public Radio International.